President-elect Donald Trump has picked almost everyone for his incoming cabinet, including now former Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. But Gaetz ended up quickly rescinding his nomination. He faced blowback over past allegations of sex trafficking and drug use, which he denies. However, there is actually precedent for cabinet nominees dropping out. So here to put some of Trump's cabinet decisions into context is NPR political reporter Elena Moore. Hi, Elena.
Hey there.
So Elena, I take it this is a movie we've seen before.
On a process level, we have. You know, for more than three decades, every former president has had at least one cabinet nominee withdraw their name from consideration. Like Gaetz, folks typically drop out before their nomination comes to the floor of the Senate for a vote. And it's been over a range of usually unexpected issues that arise during the process. But Gaetz came to the position with already widely known controversy. Max Steyer heads the Partnership of Public Service, and he's an expert on the federal government. You know, he told me that unlike past presidents, Trump is picking people even if they violate unofficial political norms.
It used to be that there would be new things that would come up that people would find disqualifying. Now we're finding that there are old things that would have been disqualifying that are no longer disqualifying.
So Elena, before Trump, what types of issues might push a cabinet nominee to drop out?
Well, a few things. I mean, many have withdrawn over financial concerns. That happened during former President Obama's first term. He had picks withdraw over tax discrepancies and involvement in investigations about political donors. Others have had to bow out over employing or assisting undocumented immigrants. That happened during former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and even Trump's first terms. And to get a sense of what this process is really like, I talked with Linda Chavez. She was nominated by Bush in 2001 to lead the Department of Labor, but ended up withdrawing after it came out she had allowed a woman who was living in the country illegally to stay with her. And, you know, she told me she remembers press camping out on her property and just feeling like she had become a distraction to the Bush team.
The transition would not let me talk to the press. I wasn't allowed to make my case. President-elect Bush never called me. He didn't call to say, stick with it, Linda, I'm with you. And that to me was a signal.
You know, and it's worth noting that some of Trump's nominees are actually talking to the press as they meet with lawmakers to shore up support, but typically that is not the case.
Keeping all of this in mind, Elena, what other Trump picks are you watching as this process continues to play out?
Well, his most high-profile pick is Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense, and there have been questions about Hegseth's qualifications for the job. You know, he's been also the subject of sexual abuse allegations, and that's concerned some lawmakers. But, you know, Trump is backing him, despite some of the blowback. And, you know, to historian Julian Zelizer, Trump's handling all of this is just, like, very telling.
Where other presidents tried to quash this, I get the sense he's almost reveling in it.
And the Trump team is defending their picks. You know, in a statement to NPR, transition spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said voters elected Trump, quote, to change the status quo in Washington. And she added, that's why he chose brilliant and highly respected outsiders to serve in his administration.
NPR's Elena Moore, thanks so much.
Thanks, Juana.